As Miss Orr showed you a Clare to end message, Clare na Gael, a smiley I'm sure she'll take her. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this is a bilingual programme. It's called Clare na Gael, and in Clare na Gael we have interwoven sections, one in English as Fair Elias a Hilg, another in the Manx Gaelic, Chinia na Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Barach and Urish. Well, for those listening live, this will be the final Clare na Gael at 8 o'clock on Sunday evening. From next week, the 20th of October, Clare na Gael moves a little earlier to 6 o'clock. For those who find Clare na Gael to listen again at Manx Radio's website or as a podcast to stream or download, perhaps you've subscribed to it, it'll still come through, you'll still be able to find Clare na Gael in the same way. In this edition of Clare na Gael, we continue with James Challoner's description of the island as he saw it in 1653. Bi mir eliain yistje in skiel gawltus na bain, Liorish George Orwell. We'll begin with a jaunty little song from the Llyn Peninsula in North Wales. Gwenan Gibbard tells us the tale of Gwenny, who went to the fair at Pwllheli. Gwenny aeth i'r ffair Pwllheli. Tasiw geistiach rys radio fanning, stasiw nasiwn, sgelien o stwlish, Ellen Vanning.
Dyma ni fo haiau o Rhodd o'n dan i chwech o sylltau dyma ni fo haiau o Costau gartre ddwy a dimau dyma ni fo haiau o Gwenni haif yn forau odro dyma ni fo haiau o Gwerth y chweswll rhwng i dwylo dyma ni fo haiau o
Gwenan Gibbard playing the harp and singing the song Gwenny aeth i'r ffair Pwllheli. Gwenny went to the fair at Pwllheli. Pwllheli in the Llyn, and in fact that's Gwenan's Gibbard's own hometown, Pwllheli. And it was announced in July this year that by the National Library of Wales that Gwenan Gibbard has been awarded what will be a 6-year PhD scholarship and should be researching the contributions of Dr. Meredith Evans, known as Mered, and Phyllis Kinney to Welsh folk music. We've heard Mered here in Clare na Gael a number of times before now. I remember meeting him at the the Pan-Celtic Festival in Killarney many years ago. So that's the person that Gwenan Gibbard will be researching the work of, his collected works of folk song in Wales. Now, James Challoner has been telling us about two bishops, and they were virtually contemporary, I suppose, in his day, because they were from the early 1600s, and the two bishops he was talking about particularly were John Phillips and Richard Parr. Now, for a bit, James Challoner is going to continue talking about the island's ecclesiastical history. The bishops in our time, he says, have been elected by the Lords of the Isle, without whose confirmation the leases made by the bishops weren't valid in law. They were in the quality of their chiefest barons, the bishops ordering matters ecclesiastical with the suffrage of the archdeacon and vicar general, for the substance in such manner as hath been used in England. And in the next section that we're going to dip into, there are lots of notes attached to it by the Reverend J.G. Cumming that he made when the Manx Society was publishing an edition of James Challoner's text. That was in 1868 that the Manx Society published that booklet, that book of it. Now, as we'll find out, some of Challoner's ideas are, well, I suppose you could call them ingenious, but not necessarily accurate, so we'll dip into those next. Hielshin achiet sio chai, the denk an iri mach liorish na bain, lug an erniach, Meister Jones's na deni ege, na smocha, lug an erniach, nai an erniach, Meister Jones's na deni ege, na smocha as na sada vana bain jerkurish. As looked out gen rairish na fear dun yoil vine galtus, rendered rachel magitlesh boga. Looked out cadler, rendered duster a morra gine, as ren a cunyanok na hacher and lairoshen, cor aru rai magitlesh bogarish. Esh, hyed dun stren and backus troggle in a galtus, as henked gestap, the tostage. Chow mui jay doris a tai erniach. Sliausen vashen, yes, ach, for draw aglit the holstiach on. Ach, lug shalid, ren snowball as Napoleon, putter forglit, a doris leshnin gilchen, as high na bain stiach on, fair as fair, as utsen shul as urd cherail, al na hal, the gin at Corveg as of all. Hired bairn o degen chosha by chamer gehamer. Goil al, noy lord the surgeon the Mahanish. As genless sorts the yinness ern soiled erskin credu. We started with a song there associated with the Llyn Peninsula in Wales. Now, it's thought that that name has the same root as Lion in Irish, which gives its name to the area Leinster, the county Leinster. And so I thought we'd go off to Leinster for a bit of music, and this is Barney McKenna, who's taking us to somewhere in Leinster. He's not saying quite where, but it's within a mile of Dublin. Thank you. The banjo playing of Barney McKenna. Of course, he went on to a very flourishing career with the Dubliners. What's lesser known, I suppose, about Barney McKenna is that he was going to be invited to be a member of the Chieftains. That would have made quite a different sound of the Chieftains, I think, had he gone ahead and joined them. But it gives you some idea of the quality of his playing, that he was considered to be invited to join the Chieftains at one time. So there was Barney McKenna playing his banjo for us, and he was playing a piece which was called Within a Mile of Dublin. Shodju stashun the nashun, shen the grey, radio vanim. She clare negailed and clare shaw, mish, Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Erna Liavian, leshna mattress and fedjagoch. Erna gled and turastle. An Aisha Gish Chavil. A Vratler Brussels. A lithograph, Jane Venrain Victoria Erskine Bur Chimley a Hamer Sai. Vad cart chit nus negrishan tre henke mach the rau molly soul. Tre hired back, hoor na fir elia mach, the raui hanachten sa chamer liavach share. Ve yng oil pish the ribbon gorm vi burst gen benashta Jones, as vi cumle nyan reelenek, as vi ginu moordjish heens a glass ons acht fi val vanag. Renna fir elje cor ochsen gi de gear, as hi het mag. Kuste iskuden va krochus a tai voer, vat courage leu mag rhai on lukke. As van stonde de lunes a chamer niechen, brisht stiach les breb vai ingen boxer. Ach, limage shen, herau vegs a tai na ven. Va kereel gint les onaignia chouds vad savol shen heen, de lizach a tai erniach vi freilt mor tai tashti. Va dolu cordel, nach jezach berge bi berge on shen de breg. There was, anciently, says Challoner, a multiplicity of chapels in this isle. And here the Reverend Cumming adds this note to the Manx Society edition, published as mentioned in 1868. These chapels, he advises, called Treen Chapels and said to have been instituted by St. German, were originally 193 in number, that is, one to each four quarterlands, or about 11 for each parish. So that's what Cumming advises. It's very exact, isn't it? 193 in number. I wonder if any had disappeared by that time. But anyway, Challoner is certainly right to say there was anciently a multiplicity of chapels in this isle. And he goes on, which generally, in all other places as well as here, he says, were the originals of parish churches, which are now in number 17. And here he tells us, or more accurately, I suppose, he tells Thomas Lord Fairfax, the man who'd been appointed Lord of Man by the parliamentarians, and that's the person for whom he was preparing this report, Thomas Lord Fairfax. Here he tells Thomas Lord Fairfax about the 17 parish churches. And first of all, Challoner writes of Kirk Christ Rushen, and he says, Mr. Thompson, an Englishman, minister, sometime schoolmaster of Castleton. He describes it as rather than Castletown, but it could be just his way of writing, I suppose. Shodunish skeel as Ted Goyleren, manin vegveen.
Fan and vein turns me in the non ye till end ye sheer and thread and on courage as the present sight. Go round the character and maiden. Son fail yon be much go round the ye can some weapons given. Here's a kin round a journey, ya conus and shawl von heron. Here a gavin I shawl you the mean and tide a heat when I ain. Stacks of a chan the ye can the man as the pagan and the digan. Tie the highest, you can show your clay, and now we're yet together. Destruction, ben Jog sin an sin a gafag as a fwgfara Toi ac na nabi yn ei gesio Feg mae'n a manag dig yn chicken Pig mae'n sy'n thrown dy stwyl ys na long ys gyn sain o'n staif agen Ond staif agen fwyt a jog fel yw'r leis pel chi'n yw'n ys liga Ys ni a fi bai dda gol a lai trefys mwyn a leis na'n siapa Fi pyrchyd taif a gwysnau ac mae dyn stai a'n i dig a gofag Ac na mwyn hwst i'n gol chi'n mygin greit a cyrdain pwys y folag Tons min a gyn o'n chi Dylen i stier yn Swyth o'n gwrdd ys na bredd yn Saigol rawdd a garach na'n meddan Som ffeilion dim y tigol rhwng Y ych yn son wap yn sgyfan Di y sicr ma les tion elia Gwldws na'n siol ffwn charan O fan yn y fi'n tons min a gyn o'n chi Dylen i stier yn Swyth o'n gwrdd ys na bredd yn Saigol rawdd a garach na'n meddan
The band Skeel and the traditional song Man in Vegveen, with Philly Gorn leading the way on the vocals there. And of course, we'll be getting a lot closer to Philly with the whatever is going to be. Will it be Erna Tonnen or Gullah's Gag and Erna Tonnen as the suggestion that they came up with this morning for the new name of the programme, which is going to be Mara Jadouni in the afternoon or whatever it might be. But that's going to be on from 4 till 6 and I'll be following on from 6 till 7. So that'll be from next Sunday. Joseph Cummings supplies a note that tells us that a Mr. John Thompson appears vicar of Kirk Christ-Lizaire and Russian in 1660, and was succeeded in the latter living by a Richard Thompson in 1680. I wonder if they're related. Of the name of the parish itself, Challoner says that it's so called because built on the side of a rushy bog. So he's taking the Gaelic name Russian and linking it with the English word for the plant, the rush. Ingenious on his part, but inaccurate. The Reverend Cummings says that Challoner is not fortunate in his derivations, though assisted, as he says, by Mr. Robert Parr, parson. Sacheverell, in many instances, has copied him. Now, before moving on to the name Russian, Joseph Cumming identifies it apart from a church with a similar name. In fact, we've just had the two of them side by side, with John Thompson appears vicar of Kirk Christ-Lizaire and Russian. And he mentions, Joseph Cumming here mentions, Kirk Christ Russian, or the Church of the Holy Trinity in Russian, was so called for its being situated in the Sheading of Russian, in distinction from Kirk Christ Lizaire, the Church of the Holy Trinity in the Sheading of Air. Yes, I think stating the obvious might be what that is there. Never mind. Gawn na bain an an geolog, as eish ren snowballers Napoleon cor eimoru the chytra chelia rish. Chumregan a snowball, te lie urlug she. As to lal yawer roin. Dew, tashin goil tayach der kors jach a trech. Och, ta kush elia, a sign jive, god chons lau hojach. Nish ren the moch an inch dow, the rawad en insacher dow heen, ons na tree megen sho chai. The lie as the screw. By Shan Lior Letricher, Bullesh Perch and Manshe Jones, as for Couch Erecharn and Truster. Ren Napoleon Shiraru son Puch the Faint do as Ven, as Renelly Jailer Chisk as a Yat Queg Barn, by Ligamacht and Red Moor. Esh Ren Snowball, Ernodene Snowball Avon Fair Share Excrew. Goel ske bedr de o de na chosia. Rene peintel mach, gawlt as a vanner, vai bar serge iat. As an inna jay shen, rene peintel gawlt as na bain. Bi sio enna ma gawlt as mach a vai sio. Now, I suppose a farming thing, a cabbage stalk, but that's the name that the Bretons gave to the clarinet Treugen Gael. Gael would be the same as the word kale for a cabbage. So Treugen Gael, the cabbage stalk, is what they call the clarinet. And here it's played by Emilien Robig. And also playing the accordion on this recording is Jérôme Guillaume. And they play for us a gavotte. Breton duo Robig Guillaume, Emilien Robig on clarinet and Jérôme Guillaume on accordion, playing a gavotte, traditional dance music from Brittany.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
Skeljena was dula shellin vanning shaw, radio vanning, stashun and ashun. As unshort as you gaze, Jachrish Kleinigale, Merimpeen, Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
Look, Shaw. Hired back as Troggle and the Gaulders. Ball ran snowball as Napoleon Shiraru, the Chorliau era, as the Chori Nai Baller Hall at Taltwur. Ren had Salje Gemach, Lurish no Studeris knock on the three Megan Shaw High, the Rowie Jitlish no Muchen Sheila Bunayan of Egeris, the Yino Shach Anachen. Vech na siach anach an seo nish scrút der a vóla. Yinach ad sús lai gin coch lai. As rair an ní seo sain de da chulliu vech gautas na bain ceau na lénach. Lug seo da breg. Lais pöt da gólid. Nach ne eise gais an moch da rail corma hín era. Ren snowball drapel sús as gawe toioch der an ofer. A squealer, tesmed na gair fosen, as e cummul a pop paint. Van a anach an scrút er a vola, va du lash ter, ons letrach an moor a bena, fyr a llai jaist un dart as fyd fai sien. Fad mos o, as nimmage gulln in drwyd ons minut na gair. Getting to the name of the parish now, the Reverend J.G. Cumming has this to say. A castle, an abbey, and a sheading are named after St. Rushen, who was one of the 12 missionary fathers who settled with St. Columba in Iona in 563. Now, St. Columba, that's our Columkilla, is said to have settled in Iona with 12 companions, including St. Onan, who probably gives his name to Lonan Parish. Kiel Onan became Kiel Lonan. And St. Onan was Columkilla's biographer. Now, I've not been able to find anyone known as St. Rushen, so I've no idea where Cumming actually got that from. The name Rushen is a bit of a mystery, in fact. George Broderick relates it to the diminutive of a word Rosh, but that has wide meanings, starting with wood or copse. Now, the idea of wood or copse is found in the place name Pulrose, Poil Rosh, the woody pool. Perhaps there was the like in Rushen as well. Other meanings are site of an old cemetery. I suppose that's always a possibility, that there was one somewhere in the vicinity. Or it could mean an isthmus or a peninsula, a point or a promontory. Now, is that a reference to Langness or the Mule Peninsula, or other points or promontories in the parish? And finally, another possible meaning is a level tract of arable land. So, quite a wide set of thoughts to pick from to choose what the name Rushen actually comes from. Now here's Scottish singer Ishbel MacCaskill, and she's singing about Canaan na Gael, the tongue of the Gaelic people.
Kapeng rhanedd gyar ffwyr ffonier, Kapeng nysgu sy'n galien ffonier, Ac yn galer y filien ffondres, Blat y lloc stoc agus ffrif, Can an mor hef smol oi, Hi cwcyn hi cor hym gwsier, Gus yng nghlaen sy'n awn can a nym ffein. I cwgyn i gorn yn bwysir, Gus yng nghlaen sy'n awn can a nyngel. Ner cyr fer ffeil ys ei law, Fe cei joch yr gael i gyhaid. Ner ysbiar i adr efas nhw, Nawt y gael i cael can a neuel, Sy gael do crehl nes ei, Tŷr feidr sy'n cyrnyls yw hei. I cwgyn i cor ym gwsia, Gwys yn fwein sy'n awn can yn ffein. I cwgyn i cor ym gwsia, A hwn carf yn y cael yn gael ce. Os yw sŵas i at y siom ar y bron, Ei ar y siawn can a neuel, Sys yn fwych yn a pwt yn aw, Ac has tapio can a neuel. I cwgyn i cor yn Get na clonyr nis mwys yn nhw Fwy yw hi fi cae pat y tŵa Gor y gyw drai mw ac yn ymbo Gi a hyr yn nyr an yn sie Si has dawn chi at gai jyn fwy Di cwgyn i cor yn gwsia Gwys yn fwy sy'n awr can yn ymbeg Cooking
Canon na Gael, The Language of the Gael, sung for us by Ishbel MacCaskill. J.J. Cumming also has this to say. It's somewhat singular that in the declaration of the bishop, abbot and clergy in Man against the claims of Sir Stephen Lestrope, now this is the name usually given as Lescroup, and a dispute occurred in 1408 when the clergy didn't recognise Sir Stephen Lescroup as heir to his father William Lescroup. Now William Lescroup had been King of Man from June 1397 until his death in July 1399, and presumably Sir Stephen Lescroup was hoping to follow on in that, but the clergy were very much against it. And in citing this particular dispute, Cumming is just pointing out that in the signed and sealed attestation by the bishop, abbot and clergy in Man, I continue with J.J. Cumming's note, the Church of Kirkchrist Rushen is called the Church of the Holy Trinity in the Fields. It is evident, he says, from its juxtaposition with Kirkchrist's Lizaire, that Kirkchrist's Rushen is here intended, and the Interprata, between amid the fields, in the fields, certainly looks very much like Challoner's derivation, and he quotes, because built on the side of a rushy bog. So he's suggesting that it's built on the side of a rushy bog, and that's a particular place where there are fields on either side of it, but this is a rushy bog. And he goes on, it's further countenanced by the fact that the lowlands about the parish church are intact, not quarterlands, from which we may infer that they were formerly not in a state of cultivation. So this is the bog again that he's referring to. As nes showed you, nesach anachen. Nen. Creer be to gul de lurge, she noije. Gis. Creer be to gul kier lurgechen, nutta skien an ege, she care. 3. Chajin becher be kiau edien. Kier. Chajin becher be goldalai ons liavi. Queg. Chajin becher be giu joch mesjalach. She. Chajin becher be maru becher brielia. Shach. Sgorm ta da choliw fech. Fe sgrwt fi jes. Ys er lima je cara fe sgrwt C-A-R-W-H-A-Y. Ys fer je na esen fe bwn rys gyn. Sgiart fan letrycha trwy da cledyn fys. Ren snowball llai mach ei yr der son na ffyr elia. Ren ulliw na bein snoggl a sledn cor deilasoc. Ys gawn y ffyr sachdol y tosiach chilirach dy hinsach yn anach yn er na chyngach yn oc. Nish chymregan, dau snowball, cew sys ysgeb feint. Gys y wŵl i chrech. Ligdon coreid yn onor ein dy fel sy'n cors diach na stafi na fodach Jones ys y genia, Ginoe. Now off to Cornwall, and we have two pieces. First of all, the Phoebe, and then Porthlystri, which is the Cornish name for Newquay. So Phoebe and Porthlystri, performed by Cornish band Anau Ata. I say Cornish band, of course. Swazig is from Brittany originally, but they are called Anau Ata. Thank you.
Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiwn yr asiwn dy radio fanyn, se clen i gael dy'r glas yn cart nes. Se Robert Cyrtyn Carswell mis, Robert y Carslach.
Fel Bobby Bob.
A chyg y tre sio, ren y tri bwchyn, fe gyn dy fe niaw eis a chrys pyrt dy rhaif yng ngol sia, goel taiach der emach er ord. Chrawyd ernyn niawn rys cier ŵr yn ysfyd, as fan y wchyn o'ch bwn ysgolta. Lwg, begyn y smonion, ren y mochyn sir a orws o'n crwycyn, as ren y bliawn y bwch yn sbidgerach dy lwa, as na caddyn o'ch cwyd dy lwa dyn chiartag sio. Dy lia fa cweg crwycyn dy fan i'r cesiag ce oel o'n. Ren sim y bech gyn y sim mwroc. Creu hig er olio fan i'r sien, ffrau pech eniach. Na cydyn, fy Jones mester pyrt jay ond sy'n fi lan i tiain, as fer jay na ciargan. Corgi y ban i asnyn smonion chymregan, Gilly Napoleon, as hwgi y hun ros na crwycan. Bi sien gait yw'n slaw, smws gan sioel tyn cors diach. Ni chymreg snowball i jail y red, ni ym mair teriw yn smynid na ge. Ai chymregan, tyn cors diach ffwrach dyn orin. James Challoner makes another ingenious attempt at a parish name. Kirk Arbury, he suggests, because formerly surrounded with trees, arbor-like. Well, this time, Cumming gets it right in his note. Kirk Arbury, he says, is a corruption of Kirk Carbery. St. Carbery was a disciple of St. Patrick, and in the Rotuli Scotiae, from the time of Edward I, we read of the Church of St. Carbery in Man. So also in the bull of Pope Eugenius III to Furness Abbey, A.D. 1153, amongst the confirmation of grants in Man, to that abbey we read of Terram Sancti Carbery. Sir Cheverell and others state that the parish church of Arbury was dedicated in honour of St. Columba. And of course that's also the way it is these days. Although the parish of Arbury was formerly Carbery, and dedicated to the saint of that name, the parish church itself has a separate dedication to Colum Killia. So, there we are, back to that Irish saint who went with his 12 companions to Iona. Here's Michael Black now and the Black family.
Well, as I went out in the evening along the night's career, I spied a lofty cliff our ship, and up to her I steer. Well, I hoist the tar, me signals that she so quickly knew. Ah, but when she saw my bunt and flag, she immediately hove to. Oh, she doth darken the roving eye and the hair hung down in ringlets. She wear a nice girl, a decent girl, but one of the rakish kind. Well, she said, kind sir, excuse me for being out so late. For if me parents knew of this, then sad would be me fate. For me father, he's a minister, a true and honest man. But me mother, she's a dancing girl, and I do the best I can. Oh, she the dark and the roving eye, and the hair hung down in ringlets. She wear a nice girl, a decent girl, but one of the rakish kind. Well, so I deemed her company for a sailor lad like me. I kissed her once and I kissed her twice, she said be nice to me. Well, I fondled her and cuddled her, and found to my surprise, she wear nothing but a fire, she rigged out in a disguise. Oh, she the dark and the roving eye, and the hair hung down in ringlets. She wear a nice girl, a decent girl, but one of the rakish kind. Thank you. from all you salty sailors who sail the seven seas. And likewise all you prentice lads, this warning take from me. For steer clear of lofty fire ships, for me the money's well spent. Half for once burned all me money up and left me broke and bent.
Oh, she the dark and the roving eye, and the hair hung down in ringlets. She were a nice girl, a decent girl, but one of the rakish kind. Oh, she the dark and the roving eye, and the hair hung down in ringlets. She were a nice girl, a decent girl, but one of the rakish kind.
Michael Black and the Black Family, Dark and Roving Eye. Masaw, ren the bain, crunyach a shees, cos a woolly chrech, the goil toyach der a horse jach. As tre henked backs and yaster, ve ra agen, the raw a banyer, lyair sool. Now in the parish of Arbury, Challoner tells us, Sir John Crellin, minister. And, he says, here observe once for all that the ministers who are natives have always the addition of sir, unless they be parsons of their parish, of which there are but few, most of the parsonages being appropriate to the lord of the isle or bishop, and then instead of sir they have the addition of parson. So when we hear of Sir John Crellin, we mean the Reverend John Crellin. Otherwise, if he's a parson, as they say, he would be Parson John Crellin. Well, this Thursday evening, the 17th of October, there's a clash of events connected with new publications, I'm afraid. In Port St. Mary, there'll be the launch of a book with contributions by a number of authors under the title Living with the Sea, and that launch will be at 6:30 p.m. in the Port St. Mary Town Hall. At 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 17th of October, author Derek Winterbottom will be talking about his biography, Sophia Morrison, Mona Douglas and Their Enchanted Isle, and that'll be in the Henry Bloom Noble Library in Douglas. Tickets for that talk are free and can be collected from the library counter. Now, for those who listen live, don't forget that next time, Sunday the 20th of October, Claire Nagale will be here at 6 o'clock, so it'll be 6 till 7. But otherwise still available in the normal way to listen again or as a podcast to stream or download and to which you can subscribe. So until next time at 6, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a creative will you, as Orsilier. As my year and shared you.